So in Jewish law and halacha, we have different levels of obligation. Not all obligations are equal. We know we have mitzvahs min haTorah. So every morning we have to put on tefillin, we wear talis. So those are all biblical commandments. Those are clear, black and white from the Torah. The details maybe aren't so clear how often, when, but it's clear those are mitzvahs. And the other ones were our mitzvahs drabanan, that we know many of the mitzvahs. The classical one is, the Gemara talks about, is by Hanukkah. Hanukkah is post-biblical. It was a later institution. So Hanukkah is clearly only a mitzvah drabanan. Most of the mitzvahs we do, or many of the mitzvahs are drabanan. Let's say making brachas are only rabbinical. The very few biblical brachas, blessings. Most of the blessings we make all the time in davening, blessing we make before we eat, are mostly rabbinical. The exceptions to the rule are, we have Birkas HaTorah, not when you get called up to an Aliyah on Monday, Thursday, or Shabbat. That's only rabbinical. But in the morning, you make the bracha la'asok b'divrei Torah, b'arevna, Shabbat. Those are biblical, at least either all three or at least one of them. Those are biblical commandments. It's actually a machlokes Rambam. And Birkas HaMazon, grace after meals, when we bench after eating, that's a verse in the V'achalta V'savata V'erachta. Those are clear-cut biblical blessings. But 99% of the blessings are only rabbinical in nature. We still do them, but they're only rabbinical. So there's biblical laws, there are rabbinical laws, and we mention as well, there's a third category besides minhagim. A minhag is a further category. That would be under rabbinical laws. You have biblical laws, you have rabbinical laws, and you have customs. Let's say, like saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is coming up. We're going to bench Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Nisan's coming up. You got to get all your kale mullahs in this Shabbos or by next Thursday. So we're going to So when we say Hallel on Pesach, that's rabbinical. Or, you know, Hallel on Hanukkah. But the Hallel we say on Rosh Chodesh is what they call half a Hallel. As you know, it's really, as some like to say, it's really three quarters Hallel. But halachically speaking, it's only a half, because in legal terms, anything less than the full amount is considered half. Let's say in order to violate the biblical punishment and get a good old-fashioned whooping back in the days when they gave the makas, so let's say you had to eat a kezayis, a certain amount of non-kosher. So if you just took a little bite, and it's much less, it's still considered half, or it's still considered chatzi shir, it's still considered half. So in halacha, when we talk about half, we don't mean 50%. We mean, in this situation, anything under the full, anything less than the prescribed amount would be the 50%. So therefore, the halal we say is only a custom. So that's why we only say half a halal. We leave out some parts of the halal. So that's on Rosh Chodesh. That's on the bottom. And there's a fourth category in between biblical law and rabbinic law, and that has to do with the holiday of Purim. Not only Purim, but it ties into the holiday of Purim, Mikra Megillah. That reading the Megillah, we know it's from Megillah Esther. In fact, the verse tells us about, well, the irony is that we know this, Shalach Manos, Matanos, Gavionim, and Kriyas HaMegillah. Really, in the verse, it's Shalach Manos and Matanos, Gavionim, which we don't, in our minds, we don't take as seriously as Mikra Megillah, really is Mefurish Bikra. They tell you, you have to do it. And while Megillah, we only learn out Niskarim and Nasim, we learn out from Arem. So we assume Megillah, anyway, is Midivrei Kabbalah. So you have the biblical laws, you have Divrei Kabbalah, you have rabbinic laws, and you have customs. And therefore, there's a whole discussion whether Divrei Kabbalah has the status of a biblical law or rabbinic law, the practical difference being, let's say you're in doubt, if you're not sure if you heard the Megillah. So if it's considered Midivrei Kabbalah, then you'd have to go hear it over again, because the doubt regarding a biblical law was strict. But if Megillah is only considered rabbinic law, so then you'd be lenient. So there are many differences between whether the first step always is you have to find out, are we talking about a mitzvah min haTorah, a mitzvah midrabanan, a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, or a minhag. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Omer Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ezakeh Sezor Al-Kikram, Der Mitzvah Shemar, Adonai Chafei, Shuman Shinko, Yaldiel Torah, V'yad Yer. Yisgadav, Yisgadav, Shmei Rabah, Yama Divra Chusei, V'yamwich Machusei, Yetzmar Kfar Kunei, V'karei Mishichei.